I'm Dennis, and how many of you have never seen, well, how many have never seen me before? Okay, who's seeing me for the very first time? That's some of the same people. That's good. So you might ask, Dennis, what do you do? What is your ministry? Well, we do illusion, kind of comedy. Today we're going to have a little Bible study thing with that. But basically, I deceive people and they get saved. So that's a little bit different, but let me show you. I love this trick, and my wife and I have been on the road for about 20 years, spent some time off. We're getting back out there, but we go out to eat a lot. So if you go out to a restaurant and you have a coffee or an iced tea, right, and you have little sugar packs, how do you get the sugar out of the packet into the cup? Tear it open, pour it in. That's boring. I'm not hanging out with you. I like having fun. I really like having fun. So I do stuff a little different. Let me get these sugar packets here. Here's how I do. We go into a restaurant. We sit down. My waiter comes over. You give a little shakedown. You get their attention. You open it up like that. Now you take the sugar. Instead of pouring it into the cup, make a fist with this hand. We all good? Okay, pour it into your hand kind of sort of like this. You see that? Children, practice this over your mother's pillow. All right. Now you want to push it into your hand because you're making a mess. With this fingers, you want to push it down as hard as you can to where you have a little pocket at the bottom of your fist. Are we all good? Okay, here comes the hard part. Throw it in the air. Now, before it hits the ground, you want to make sure you reach out and catch it. At that point, you then pour it out of this hand kind of sort of like that. That's how I do it. I don't know about you guys. All right. Now, I have your attention, right? Now that I have your attention, you will listen to me. Okay, this is what our ministry is throughout the country, the world, wherever we are going. He's called me to do this. He's called you to do something different. Start turning to Matthew 24. We're going to get there in a little bit, okay? In starting this ministry, we've always started with, you know, up here, see to it that no man deceive you. Now, I asked Andy who that guy was. He didn't know. I think it's Bob Dylan. I don't know. I could be wrong. It's like, you can serve the devil. You can serve the... Oh, never mind. Okay, that's an old song. But what we did is we did about 20 years on the road. The economy collapsed, went up to Montana, worked in the oil field. And going from churches, and I mean, we stayed with Pete and Marcy at their house before, and pastors around the world. Now I'm working with drillers and truck drivers. Little different, okay? Little different. You know, I heard more foul language, I saw more plumber's butt, and I met more people that needed a shower and a shave than you can imagine. And that was just the women. It was really different. But I'm working with a Bible. Who needs a Bible? Who needs a Bible? We got one in back. We got a little guy up front if you want. You okay? You need a Bible? You got your phone? You good? So it was changing, but I was hauling sand, just tons and tons of sand to the frac sites. So I would pick up a pile of sand, and I would do that trick, and I'm sharing Christ with truckers and drillers. We always have an opportunity to share the gospel. There's always a place that you can do that. I'm glad to be here. They almost killed me last week. I had a nasal septum thingy surgery, and they put cocaine up my nose. Yeah, this is what they do. They want it to open up, and they want it not to bleed. Well, if you have heart issues or high blood pressure, which I do, it leads into stroke. So I come home and go back to the hospital having a heart attack. But you know what's so cool about that? Got to share with about 12 different people the gospel. People that weren't in fellowship, and they have to take care of me, so they have to listen. But I'm sharing the gospel in the hospital. See, it's all about Jesus. Here we go. See, that's it. Jesus in the Bible, filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing that matters. I did not know if I was going to die or live. And I was praying, God, give me this. So I want to take 50 years of being saved and put this into what we do. And we love El Centro. You guys have cooled off to 90 degrees. I mean, we would always come out here on the Sunday before Halloween, and I'm going to rest my little bones. And we're in Joshua Tree. It's cooling off. We're in the 80s. We come out here. It's a 90. You guys do 120 degrees. That is not right. I mean, I'm reading through Revelation where there's silence in heaven for like 30 minutes. I think I know what happens. You have everybody worshiping God, looking at the earth with the tribulation period happening. It's just going off, and all of a sudden there's a knock on the door. Silence. Everyone looks at God. God looks at an angel. He gives him the nod. The angel opens the door. Everybody from El Centro comes in. And God says, well done.
Not me. Okay, that's... Well, you see the verse up there, see to it that no man deceive you, so I'm going there.
But I have always done our memory verse, or sorry, our ministry verse, on Matthew 24. So let's jump in there. I'll do some reading stuff, follow along. And I'm going to give you guys some different verses through this morning, and I may go a little before them or underneath them, so bear with me. But then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, do you not see all these things? What things? The future. I came to Christ in looking at every religion in the world. If there's a God, he'd have to know everything. That includes the future. Buddha said, I have no answers. Confucius said, I don't know the way. And they died. If you're a Muslim mother, the only way you can get into heaven is if one of your sons commits jihad and kills an infidel. Tell them about Allah. Tell them about Muhammad. If they believe, let them live. If they don't, hunt them down and kill them. Lie in wait and ambush them. Surah 9:5. God knows the future. And he rose from the dead. This book is everything. Everything. Do you not see all these things? Assuredly I say to you, not one stone shall be left upon another and shall not be thrown down. Verse 3, now as they sat in the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him secretly saying, tell us when these things will be and what will be the sign of the coming and of the end of the age. You got a problem? Go to Jesus. We don't get it. Go to Jesus. Jesus is the Word made flesh. Get into this book. Get into this book because he loves you and he has something better for you. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You're going to hear of wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famines, ethnic group rising against ethnic group, a bunch of bad stuff. Let's go up to verse 11. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. How's your love? Look at the garbage going on in the world. The politics, politics is just deciding who you want to rule over you. That's all it is. That's all it is. Who do you want to rule over you? Get involved. Send in your ballot. It matters. I think last time one election was won by one vote somewhere in the United States. One vote. Get involved. Okay? Get involved. Oh, Isaiah says that the beast will overcome the saints. I think it's the word they use, and I think it's Isaiah. I forget the exact verse. But the word overcome is sandpaper on wood. Wear down. Are you being worn down because of all the bad stuff? Get into your Bible. Get into fellowship. Call someone and says, I need help. I was sitting at home probably dying, and I thought it feels stupid to kind of go to the hospital because I don't think this is a heart attack. Isn't it more stupider to stay home? If you're having problems, say help. And I had my wife to be there. Yay, Sandy. Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end, hang on, baby, hang on, he's coming soon. Oh, they put AI, all the end time prophecies, into the AI. And they said, out of all the prophets we know of from the Bible and AI, all we can say is the return of Jesus is imminent because the prophecies, they've been being fulfilled. The coming of Russia into Ukraine and Crimea is a prophecy because Gog, Magog, Rush, Tubal, Mouth, they'll invade Israel, right? But the landmass of Eastern Europe and Crimea are part of Gog, and that invades, so that had to happen. Iraq was throwing scuds into Israel, but they don't invade in 38 and 39 of Isaiah. So the overthrowing of Iraq had to happen with Saddam. Those things have to happen. Those are prophecies. That's God's word being fulfilled right now in our very face. He's coming back soon. So go love people with Jesus. Go love people with Jesus. Excuse me one minute. Thought I filled that up. Whatever. Endure to the end. We'll be saved. And verse 14, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. What do you see here? Bummer stuff? I don't. I see two things as he starts the beginning with it and he ends the ending with it. See to it that no man deceive you. False prophets will come. What's the number one sign of the end times? False prophets. See, I love messing with people. What hand is it in? It's right there. You make a fist, you pull, and you get one of these. See, that's not that hard. Okay, it's not that hard. You just get a little push back into your hand, and if you're watching really, really close, you just throw it in the air and you catch it, and if you all blink, you don't see it going to the other hand. You can't blink. You can't blink. See, God has stuff for you guys to do. See, never trust an illusion. It has nothing to do with blinking. You're all a bunch of I'm just a liar, okay? So you push it down into my hand like that, and what happens next, don't blink. It goes up my sleeve, across my chest, down the other sleeve, and comes out over on this side. See, it's the long sleeves that make it work. We trace this back to Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon. Marduk was doing this illusion, claiming to be a god, a creator god. You with me? Daniel gets rid of all their nice food. Remember that? He ate the veggies and whatever. You mess with my steak, lobster, and my bacon, and I'm coming after you. See, they couldn't eat. They were mad at Daniel. They're trying to kill him. King says, I had a dream. What was it? Tell me my dream or you're dead. That's a work incentive program. Who knew the dream? Excuse me. Excuse me. I gave my cat a bath this morning. I keep coughing up hairballs. Excuse me. Come on. Stay with me here. Daniel went to God and found out what the dream was. And he said, O king, live forever. There's a God who knows all things, meaning they're not it. See, there's illusion is throughout Scripture, the sorcerers, the whole bit. It's all out there. It's just, you got to know your Bible or you're going to get ripped off. That's just a $5 trick, and Pete will mess with you. We gave one to Mr. Pete on that one. He loves tricks, and I like giving him tricks and stuff like that. But see, deception is the number one sign of the end times. I found COVID in Scripture. Did anyone find COVID in Scripture? Anybody? Anybody? The guy in front who's 7 years old. Okay, great. I love this. Babylon is being destroyed in Revelation 18, okay? The buyers, the sellers, the rich people, the whatever guys, okay? They're being destroyed. The Zuckerbergs, the Rothschilds, the other guys, Elon Musk may have hope. I'm praying for that guy, okay? But if you look at Revelation 13, it says, it's up on the screen now, 18:26, Revelation 18:26. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore, and the voice of the bridegroom shall not be heard anymore. Let me find a different verse. And maybe it's the next one. Maybe it's 24. Oh, here we go. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived. Anyone know what sorcery is in Greek? Anybody? Pharmakia. What's pharmakia? Pharmacy. Drugs. A smart guy told me that speaks Greek. He said, this could be read, Babylon deceived the world through administering drugs. What did we just see? A birth pain. Remember it says over in Matthew 24 that these are the birth pains, these are the beginning of sorrows? That was a birth pain. The world is still going after the CDC and all those different organizations. America's backed off because our president is kind of good on this one, other than his warp speed jab thing. That was wrong. People are dying from this. There are young youth today that are getting cancer. I have one question. Did you take the poke? And there's ways, I think Dr. Artis and some other ones, they have ways to getting this out of your system. So do some research. Do some research. And if you did that, I still love you. I'm not putting you down for it. We just looked at everything and did some research before we believed the lie. I'm a deceiver. I know how to deceive. And when China virus showed up, I realized this is a lie. An American takes American money, goes to China, makes a illegal warfare-type drug thing, and then distributes it. Then they put you in the hospital, and if they write COVID on the sheet, they get 10 grand. If you keep going and you get remdesivir, which stops your kidneys, and they get more money for that. When your kidneys stop, your lungs fill up with water, and now they put you on a respirator. They get more money for that. If you died from COVID, the hospital got 100 grand from the federal government. 100 grand. And my brother-in-law was killed by that. Deception. Kill Robin. That's the enemy. He hates you. He wants you dead. Now, I'm going to do a trick for you in a bit. Consider the Golden Gate Bridge. You with me? Golden Gate Bridge. We good? You got the cables going up to these girders that hold it up and the little thing that comes down like that. See, those girders, they put a box in the water. They suck the water out. They went into the concrete, the rock foundation of the earth, and they drilled it and they hammered it and they put steel in the ground. And that comes up to hold the cables. See, those steel girders that come up to the sky, that's my Bible verse that I rest everything upon. Everything that I believe, I'm going to rest on that girder. And then the cables and the other things come off of that. Here's the verse I want you to go here, okay? Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. I read this and it has never meant much to me. And then one day I read it and the Holy Spirit just, I think, opened it up to get me to get it. 2 Peter chapter 1, okay? I'm going to start in verse 2. It says, grace and peace be multiplied. I want that multiplied to me, to you in the knowledge of God. Multiplication of grace and peace comes through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Verse 3, and his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his glory, by which you have given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of his divine power, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And you don't get it because it's not all that important, right? So what? Why do you base everything upon this one verse of your whole Christianity and theology? Well, simple. Go to verse 3. Hit verse 3. His divine power, this is from God, has given to us all. Let's start. I'm going to start with all and break this down. What does all mean in the Greek? All. Yes. Well, good job, Pastor Pete. Good job. Yay. What's a thing? Pastor leader up here said, what's a thing? Not created. Is God a thing? Name one thing that's not a thing. You can't, because God's not a thing. That's a weird sentence. I don't get that into my head. There was a time when time did not exist. God created time. Okay, so here we go. His divine power has given us all things that have to do with or pertain to life. Life is what you can see. Godliness, what you can't see, spiritual. Through the knowledge of him. Who's him but Jesus? If you have any question about something physical or spiritual, it's in Jesus. You finding that? You got a question about anything, I don't care what it is, it's in God's word if it's important. Anything spiritual or physical, it's in him. Let me find my note thingies. You're hiding from me. Here we go. It's in him. See, here's what I find interesting. Do you want to escape the corruption of the world? Find truth. If you got your little notes that you might want to write on the 2 Peter, get the facts, escape the corruption. The other note that I forgot about, deception 24, deception. That's if you got your, I'm not a note person. I've never done a Bible study with notes before, so this is kind of new for me, and I'm going to try to squeeze it all and make it fit. But see, I base my entire theology upon when you're facing, I might not make it out of the hospital stuff, and trying to think, is my wife taken care of? My kids, have I done what I need to do? What's important? Jesus. You youngsters may not get it, but that's what it's all about. I need a helper. Dude, come here. Come here, right here. Come on. Don't make me wait for you. How old are you?
10.
You're 10. You want to shake? So you're 10 years old, right? I have underwear older than you.
Thing is, it's true. Excuse me 1 minute. Good. Okay.
So you're 10 years old. You like school? Me either. I didn't do well. Well, there's three things about school that I really liked. Lunch, recess, PE, going home, and girls. Three things. Math wasn't in there, was it? No. So I got a question for you. You buy a pair of shoes, how many shoes you get?
Two.
You buy a pair of socks, how many socks you get?
Two.
Not a problem. You buy a pair of pants, how many pants do you get?
One.
But it's a pair.
Two.
No, you only get one. This is the problem with life. Who's thinking you get two legs? Who would run with two legs? Okay, if you don't run with two legs, you're only hopping. But this doesn't work. You buy a shirt, you get two arms, you don't get a pair of shirt. Messed up world, huh? You get sick, you call 911, who shows up? Paramedics. Know your Bible, the rest will fall into place. Okay, now I got a couple of cylinders here with two glass bottles inside. Just grab a bottle, either one. Grab a bottle, doesn't matter. Grab a bottle. You sure you want that one? Do you want to change your mind? Are you happy with the mind that you have? We're good. Grab a cylinder. Show everyone there's nothing inside. We're good? All right, my lovely assistant. Hand on the bottom of the cylinder in your left hand. Perfect. Drop the bottle inside. Hand on top. Stay up with me. Stretch it out. Go one, two, three. Lift up the cylinder. You'll be right there. We got a problem. Put that down. One, two, three, and you're there. My bad. Let's try it again. One, two, three, and you're there. Wait, how come yours is there when it's supposed to be there? You're stuck on that one, aren't you? Let me see. Okay, up inside, shake it, and do that. I don't want that. I want that. If you're on that, you can't do that. Can't do that. Not that, but that. No, it doesn't work. Should I give him one more chance? Okay, you're a little behind, and I want you to catch up. But let me give you, this is important wisdom, okay? Listen to me. Look at me. I want you to get this. It's okay to be a little behind, okay? But it's not okay to be a big behind. We've met them, haven't we? All right. I want you to keep up. One, two, three. I want you to catch up, okay? Catch up. Catch up. You're stuck on that one, aren't you? You can't do that, can you? I cheat, that's why. Give him a big hand. Thank you, buddy. You did an excellent job. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can I deceive you again with this? If you say yes, we pray for you. I can't deceive you because you know the... Ooh, you've seen me before. It's not trick. It's truth. When I did the trick, that's what the world, that's what Satan gives you. That's a deception that you get. When you look at the deception, you're messed up. It's not the trick. It's the truth. We need to know the truth that's found in the Word of God. By hiding the truth, what did I do? I ripped you off. Satan hides the truth. He does not want you in your Bible, in fellowship. He wants you in the world. And it's messed up out there. It will win. Unless the blood of Jesus is there. I hid the truth and I messed you up. That's what the devil does. That's how he works. He's a liar. He's a liar. Self-evaluation. There's four types of people. We're going to start in Romans 16. There's four types of people in the world that don't get it. They just don't get it. And they're amongst you. And I have lost Romans in here. Let me find Romans. Oh, too far. I even got notes and everything. Okay. Romans 16. I'm going to start in 17. It says, "Now I urge you, brother, note those who cause divisions in the and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned." I looked up expose those. Who caused division? It basically says, point your finger in their face and name them by name. When I see somebody who's off biblically, I will give you their name so you don't get caught up in it. And then you check out scriptures to make sure I'm correct and they aren't correct. Okay, we always name people who cause division. Note those. who cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. What are you supposed to do with them? Remember that. Avoid them. For those who are such do not serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by soothing words they flatter, and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. Write in there on that note if you want to, simple-minded. Simple-minded. Are you simple-minded? See, we got to make sure that we don't just check our brains at the door. Don't trust me. Trust the Word. I'll lead you the best I can. Simple-minded. Now, if you want to scoot over to 2 Timothy, here's another one that people don't get it. And 2 Timothy 3, I'll start reading in 3, and we'll give you a verse up here in a little bit. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. We know about that. We're in it. For men will be lovers of self, money lovers, boasters, blasphemers, proud, disobedient to parents, unthankful, ungodly, unloving, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to go to verse 5. Having a form of godliness but denying its power. Look at the people in church that deny his power. The false church. The false church. They're out there. Don't hang out with them. Okay? From these people, turn away in verse 5. For this sort are those who creep into households and make captivities of gullible women loaded down with sins. They're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Gullible. Are you gullible? Are you gullible? Are you the simple-minded? Are you gullible? I want to share this. Let's go on to another one. It's back to Peter. We started in Peter. Let's go back to Peter. 2 Peter 2. But these, like brute beasts in verse 12, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of what they don't know. Verse 13, they will receive the wages of unrighteousness, and those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime, they are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you. They're in the building. They're in the building. Be careful. Having eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin, in inciting unstable souls. Are you unstable? I want to write that in you. Are you unstable? Are you tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine? Are you rooted and grounded down into the bedrock like the San Francisco Bridge? Are you on the rock of Jesus? Unstable. And the last one, flip a page, most likely, to a 2 Peter 3:5. Knowing this verse, that scoffers will come in the last days walking according to their own lust. Do we have that today? Give them Jesus. Invite them to dinner. They knock on your door, make them coffee. Hang out with them. Love them. How do you treat an unbeliever? With love. With love. Because I used to be one, and my wife loved me. I came to Christ because of her. And, of course, the Holy Spirit and all that good stuff. But it was her fault. Saying, where is the promise of his coming? We're seeing that. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For they willfully forget that the world of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, the creation, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. They don't believe in the creation of God, and they don't believe in the flood. They're evolutionists. Neat word here. Willfully forget. Do you willfully forget that? You want to write into your notes, willfully forget. I like another translation, willfully ignorant. Wow, are you willfully ignorant? You know what willfully ignorant means? Stupid on purpose. You love them. I meet a lot of people on Facebook that they aren't too bright. And I get into the controversies with them. I will talk to someone. My wife's really good with sharing things that she says. I do the evangelism stuff and whatever, and if someone's way out there, I'll spend the time with them. I'll put up with them at hopes that they might get saved. They might get saved. See, are you willfully ignorant? Are you simple-minded? Are you unstable? Are you gullible? What's the cure? Back to Acts. Love Acts. Paul's out doing his stuff, and things aren't going real well, so they send him down to Berea. Verse 10, Acts. We got Acts up there, Acts 17, 10, 11. I'll start in 10. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica. If you have an old King James, it says noble-minded. Anyone got noble-minded? Noble-minded? Okay, and NIV does it, says noble-minded. They were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word. They didn't get into this big rock that's traveling faster through space than anything they've ever seen. It's almost going to hit the earth, and when it comes really close, the aliens are going to jump off. I'm serious, they're doing that right now. We got something coming close to the earth that might, it's just the word. Receive the word. Receive the word. And kids, I'll do a trick for you in just a minute. They received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things be so. So what were the Bereans? They were noble-minded. I looked up noble-minded in the Greek. My wife looked it up. You know what noble-minded means in the Greek? No. Bull. Well, that's another, don't be deceived. You know, are you believing the BS of the world? Or are you studying the scriptures to see if they're so? I'm bringing you back to the Word of God. Pete, you teach verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book, right? You know why Pastor Pete does that? It's simple. He's so lazy, he can't come up with topical studies. No. He knows what works and he loves you. So we're going to... Where's the other buddy I met this morning? Is over this side? Get up here. I need a helper, dude. Yay, helper, dude. Come here, buddy. Come here. We're going to have some fun. Your name is? Get over here. No, you can come around. No, go the other way. No, this way. No, that. No, okay. What's your name?
Noah.
Noah, cool. Well, here we go, Noah. What I have right here is the world's smartest duck. Does he look smart? You guess you could say he is good, because I don't want you insulting my duck. Now, he's scared of one thing. You know what he's scared of? Duct tape. You know why he's scared of duct tape? It seals quacks. You men mock me today, you'll use it at work tomorrow. I know you guys. Seals quacks. Okay. But he does card tricks, so what we're going to... He has friends in high places. He knows Donald. No, not the president, the card. Never mind. But what we're going to do is take the cards out like so. I'm going to fan through the deck just like so. And you're going to tell me when to stop on that card, and that'll be the card you choose. Okay, we good with that? Okay, so Noah, tell me when to stop. Stop right there. Okay, great. You got that card, so take your card. Now look at your card. Now what I want you to do is you got the card. Now show everyone the card. No, not yet. Wait. He might see. Not good. We need something here. We need a duck blindfold. Don't want him to see anything. So put this around his head, just like this right here. Get it nice and tight so he can't see, and we're good. How's that? What? You thinking, his eyes are showing. He can still see. You know why he can still see? He's a Peking duck. Peking. Can you see now?
No.
Why not?
Because
it's covering your eyes? No, son. It's a piece of wood. Show him your card. Your card is a little card, big. You know what? That's a little card. It's a big room. Why don't you tell them really loud what that card is? Just tell them really loud what it is. No, wait. He might hear. We need something else. Duck earmuffs. There we go. Yeah. Can he hear now?
He couldn't hear before either.
This is a teachable boy. He is not gullible and unstable or simple-minded. Yes, I love that. You're doing... Who's ever raising this kid? Yay. Yay. All right. So what is the card really loud? Jack of diamonds. Jack of diamonds. Cool. Now we're going to take the Jack of diamonds and you put it back into the deck wherever you wish. Just slide it down in so you can hide it really good. And now I told you that my duck does card tricks. Now what my duck is going to do is he will reach down into the deck of cards and find yours. You think he can do it?
I guess so.
You guess so? That's not very positive. That was a very negative note. I think he can, and I don't think you think he can. Should we have a wager? If he can't find the card, I'll scream like a girl. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, if he does find the card, you scream like a girl. Okay, I would admit that. Okay, great. Now, here we go. Let's see if he can do it. World's smartest duck. We got a bet. You're going to scream like a girl if he finds it. I think he will. It was the wager. Here we go. World's smartest duck. Find his card.
It's a piece of wood. It's not going to.
Okay. All right. World's smartest duck. Find his card. Jack of diamonds. Start screaming, buddy. Start screaming. Never mind. Thank you very much. You did a good job. Thanks, buddy. Go on down. Careful. Don't trip. If this duck just sits here, can he do the trick? No, he is a sitting duck. Who's thinking Aflac? I'll stop. See, if this duck was made by man to work in man's hands, if I don't pick it up, it doesn't work. And if I don't pick, it just doesn't work. Who made you? You're a thing. All things were made by him and through him, and nothing was made that was not made by him. You were made by God. I can tell each and every one of you your spiritual gifts. I go back to Scripture. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. He made you with desires. Those desires is what he's called you to do, if they line up with the book. I love being here. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad. I hope I bless you with Jesus. The duck only works in my hands. You only work in his lands. I pray, God, I want to be up in your lap so I can hear your whisper. I want to hear his whisper. See, he's made you for something. How many of you will like spam phone calls? Am I the only one? You're supposed to go into all the world and preach the gospel, right? I receive a phone call. I pray. I answer it. Hi. Hey, we called you because, well, I answered the phone because I want to tell you about Jesus. When you die, where are you going, heaven or hell? Are you born again? Click. Curse words. I don't care. Well, I don't know how to share Christ. Start answering spam phone calls and practicing. What are they going to do, hang up on you? When you die, where are you going? I'm going to hell, David says. Well, David, we can fix that. 20 minutes later, he's praying to be born again. David, where are you calling from? Cairo, Egypt. I led someone to Christ in Egypt because I answered a spam phone call. And I watched him change on Facebook to heathen to Jesus. Be ready always to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. Don't ignore those spam phone calls. Give them Jesus. What if everybody in this room started sharing Christ every day, every week with at least one person? Because you love them, not because you have to. I do things with my wife because I love her. Let's keep moving on. I had the Mark 16. I want to turn to that for a minute. He told us to go, which I just shared with you. The Great Commission, go into all the world. I like in verse 14 where it says, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. They've been with him for 4 years. And he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe what they heard from somebody else, what they had seen. What so blows me away is they didn't get it even though somebody told them. And how did they get the fix? Jesus. Jesus is the word. Someone's telling you something, be like the Berean and go back to the book. Call Pete. I don't get this. If he doesn't know, he'll hand the phone to Marcy. It's just, yay, Marcy. I pick on them because I love them and they've been friends for many years. But then he says in verse 15, and he said to them, go, just go. Want me to go into it all the world? Isn't the city council in the world? Isn't the abortion clinic in the world? Isn't the school board and all these things in the world? Isn't the ballot box in the world? Get involved. And I'm seeing so many people start to open their mouth. When our country was going so far south, I was praying that God would heal the nation. and for the peace of Jerusalem. And I'm seeing these things falling into place where people are getting excited about their faith. My wife, I love going out on dates with her, but the problem is I want to tell everyone about Jesus. She goes, just spend your time with me. I have to prioritize because she's my important. She's my important. See, because men and women are different, right? We're different. I noticed this again this morning. Men clap like this. You know how women clap? The elbows thing. Watch it next Sunday. You're gonna be. I'm gonna interrupt worship. We're different. See, men want to find the back of a truck and talk with other men, right? But we don't use words. We use the alphabet. A. I. O. U. Why? See, women are different. When we get caught doing something stupid, hands on the hip, head goes back and forth. You don't use the vowels. You use the consonants when we get caught. And the one I hate to hear is when she goes, see? My wife goes, Dennis, you have a problem. You're consonated. You're going around having a whole bunch of vowel movements. That's what she told me. But we are different, and that's okay. I look at the moms and the dads and the kids, and I think, raise up your kids in the ways of the Lord. 50 years experience here, okay? Maybe 40. My best surfing buddy had a baby. We're in fellowship together at one of the Calvaries. They move and they do a little bit less fellowship and they have another baby. They're totally out of fellowship and they have a third kid. This is 50 years, maybe 40. The first kid went out as a missionary, became a humanitarian, no longer seeking Christ. The second one is an immoral, nice guy. The last one is a total pagan and a heathen, doesn't believe that there is a God because they stopped being in fellowship. I love this. Who's seen the Action Bible? Calvary Chapel curriculum. Matt Enderline and his buddy Sergio. It's a comic book with biblical story things. Your kids will read this. The number one thing I loved about going to church as a little kid was the pictures in the Bible. I didn't care about the words. I'm still not too bright, but I am fun to watch. We have these available. If you don't like what we got, then Walmart, online, whatever, just get it for your kids. The stories I hear about that, the kids are every night. Read them a story every night before they go to bed. Be a dad. Raise up your children. How many of y'all trust your government? Are you sending them to a public government institution to train them called school? Ooh. We homeschooled our kids. We can't afford it. Grandparents, step up. Sandy's mom was sending us money so we could put him in Christian school and then homeschool. I can't do it. My brother sold his nice big house and his nice big car so his wife could stay home with the children. Those kids are important. That might be your ministry. I truly believe if you have the greatest of all great people that have done great Christian godly things in heaven in the front row, you know who I think will be there? Moms. You are so important. You are so important. I'm in the hospital, and I see this lady cleaning stuff. I go, ma'am, excuse me. I'm in the wheelchair. And ma'am, I want to share something with you. If you were not cleaning this room, these doctors and x-ray people could not do what they're doing. You're part of my healing. There's no little things in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Sandy, for raising our kids. Can I deceive you guys? I hate that answer. Silence. Let's try something here. Okay, if I can't deceive you, let me get rid of my briefcase. And sure someone's going to hit themselves on this bowling ball. Let me put this in a safe place under here. No, that's not a safe place. Maybe a safer place is out here. We're gonna die. You okay there, ma'am? It's like I kind of lost you there. It's like let's grab this down here. You okay there too? Let's try it again. How about you guys? You're not jumping. Let's try something just a little bit different. You should be scared. This is the Holy One. Okay, can I deceive you? Yeah. Well, if me as a man can deceive you, how much more the devil? Never, when you know and apply the truth. See, did it in Montana years ago. Sir, what's your name again? What's your name?
Rick.
Okay, Rick, you've seen this before, right? You didn't jump, did you? You know why? He knew the truth. Since he knew the truth and applied the truth, there was no fear. Perfect love casts out fear. That means I don't love you. I'm so sorry. No. Perfect love casts out fear. Who said the truth will set you free before? Who said that before? Okay, if that's all that you said, you misquoted Scripture. I think we have this up on the board. John 8:32. Go, give me a John 8:32. I'll stop turning to stuff. Andy, we good? Maybe I'll turn to it. John 8. Okay, we're over here. I know time is going by, so I'm trying to be good with that. If you abide, and the verse goes, if you abide, that's conditionary, you have to do something. You're my disciples. I'm sorry, I got to find that, because this is really important. It's not, the truth does not set you free, applied truth will set you free. So let me find the John one, John 8. Here we go, 31, John 8, 31. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, if, that's conditionary, you abide is living, in my word. It's in the word, it's not the other things. If you abide in my word, you are my disciple. That's a student 24/7. And then it says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The only way to be set free in the truth is to know the truth. The only way to know the truth is to be a disciple. The only way to be a disciple is be in his word. Okay, there we go. See, how does the devil work? We wrote a book. This is about 40 years of being saved, Satan according to Scripture. Okay? Did the magicians turn a rod into a snake, or was it a trick? What do you think? Trick, okay. You look at the word, they did likewise by their enchantments. Enchantment means flaming sword, enwrapped, secret and covered up, covert. Means nothing to you, I'm an illusionist, that's a disappearing cane. Who's the only creator of life? All things, okay, great. So for a man to turn a stick into a DNA, lungs, eyes, blood, wouldn't that be creating life? Yes. Satan says, I'll be like God. Disappearing Cain. Hope this works. Excuse me 1 minute. I did a really cool illusion on a lake of fire. They want me back, but they have to rebuild. So we have what's called a disappearing Cain here, and I grab it and go, cool. Okay. I don't play with snakes. Good snakes, bad snakes. Good snakes are dead. But did you see what I did? And I even told you I was going to do. Flaming sword. I ignite this flash pot. This thing right here, it unwraps. I secretly cover it up in the palms of my hand. You with me here? Illusionists are throughout the Bible. Magicians doing tricks, claiming godlike powers. What about the Ouija board? That's in the book. If the spirits move it around the board, why do you have to touch it? Because the people are moving it. You ask questions, you blindfold them after the fact, you then flip the board 180 degrees, put their hands back on it. When they ask a question, it'll go to where yes used to be, and it's not there anymore. You turn the board around. How about levitation? Jesus walked on water. Every psychic phenomenon is an attribute of God. Moving something without touching it. Walls of Jericho, temple veil, stone rolled away. God. God. Satan says, I'll be like God. But how does he work? He's a liar. Let's go down my page a little bit to the how he works. John 8, 40 through 44. You are of your father the devil, and he desires, and the desires of your father you want to do. That's the Pharisees. He was a murderer from the beginning. He does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. But when he speaks, he speaks of his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of all lies. I truly believe Satan can do three things. Whatever God allows. Everything is God filtered. He can lie. If those lies are followed, there's demon possession. Don't play in his camp. Don't play in his camp. Know your Bible. Know your Bible. But isn't he the prince of the power of the air? Look that word up. How much power does a prince have? Only what the king, Jesus, allows him to do. Look up air. It's the atmosphere, and it's your respiratory. How do you talk? You suck air in, right? The atmosphere comes into your respiratory. As the atmosphere goes out of your respiratory, over your vocal cords, you make words. He's the prince of the power of the spoken word. And if you disagree with me, I believed stuff for 30 years until I started looking into magicians and illusions. Excuse me. When I started looking into Satanists doing these miraculous type tricks, and I own them. I was asked to come to Hawaii. Cool. I'm shooting fireballs from my fingertips. $150. A witch was on the beach deceiving children and having them get stoned and whatever else because she could do a $150 trick. I went over to Hawaii and met with the youth group. Just because you see it doesn't mean it's real. Pete, you're done at top of the hour. Okay, Sandy, the Alabama thingy, if you give me time, I'm going to take 3 minutes for this. Sandy, could you bring that stuff up? We're in Alabama, and there's something going on. Discovery Channel had it called the Alabama sewer lice. Who's heard about it? Anybody? It'll come out soon. They import a lot of toxic waste from Alabama, and they dispose of it in the process of that. Something got out of containment, a little black bug. This little black bug is multiplying massively quick within the sewer systems of Alabama and backing them up. Clogged toilet, not good. Clogged sewer system, what do you do? Well, when we were down there, we actually got some of these little bugs. And my wife's got them in a jar here. You got to keep them out of the light, so we have them in back. And I hope you can see these, and I'll show you the problem with these. Now, you see Summer, thanks, babe. Yay, Sandy, yay! But if you can see these things, see how they're swimming? They stay in water, but they actually will come to the top for air, get their air, and go back down. You see them swimming? Now, these things and the research and the study, they got to do cleanup. So Procter & Gamble, another company, is now doing bidding wars on how to clean these things up. And what they've found, that they're one of the most nutritious things in the world. They want to take these, eat bugs. This is part of the eat bugs. Okay? Now let me get some out of here and I'll show them to you. They want to take these bugs and put them in your cereals and things for vitamins. Okay, can you see them? Now, the thing is with my heart and things going on right now, I've actually been growing them and eating them. Because I'm feeling better, and they're real salty, though. And not that bad. Who's grossed out? Okay. And that guy's ready to puke. What I did because you trust me, and I'm in a church building, I sucked you in with a lie. Ain't no such thing as Alabama sewer lice. These are raisins and Mountain Dew. You with me? Carbonation hits the bug, makes it float. Bubbles pop, it goes back down. I gave you a seemingly convincing story, backed it up with evidence, and when I drank it, who was grossed out? Yeah, okay, cool. who's still grossed out? That's called a stronghold. You have the truth, but you become willfully ignorant, gullible, stubborn, and unstable, and you don't buy the truth. And I'm not picking on you. I'm just showing you how the human mind works. Let's repent of those things. You with me? What does the Bible say? Dennis is a jerk that loves Jesus. Did I get an amen from Peter? Yay! Okay, yeah, there you go. But see, what you see isn't true unless you see it in God's Word. We're good on that? He loves you right where you are, but loves you too much to keep you there. He's a liar. I find it interesting. I got a couple more verses for you. I want to hit Jesus' temptation in, I think that's Matthew or Mark. I can do it by memory, but I don't want to. I lost it. How did Satan attack Adam and Eve? He talked. He lied. Misquoted scripture, challenged God's word. How did he attack Jesus? Jump off the temple, because one of his angels charged over you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. I think it's Psalm 91. What did he leave out? To keep you in your ways. See, he will misquote scripture. His ways was not pride and arrogance. His ways was death. See, Satan misquotes scripture. How much of decon is actual poison? Anybody? 1.5. You're the closest one I've ever heard. 0.005. 0.005. How much poison does it take to kill you? Apparently 0.005. The rest is grain and we can eat it. 0.005. A little bit of misquoting throws you off. Whenever I have a debate with somebody about something, well, the Bible said, let's read it. Because I'm misquoting stuff today if I'm not reading it. That's why I'm so careful to flip to everything, because I ain't too bright, but I sure hope I'm fun to watch. I will never be smart. Names, numbers, what? I'm not a smart man. I hate tests. But the Bible says pray for wisdom, and you got it. I'm praying for wisdom. I ain't praying for smarts. I'm praying for wisdom. But see, he then goes, bow down and worship me, for all the kingdoms of the world are mine to give to whomever I want. Is that a truthful statement? Are they his to give? Who thinks yes? Who thinks no? Who hates raising their hand? God bless you, boys. Daniel 4 answers it. Nebuchadnezzar goes through his eating grass for 7 years. He comes out of it, and there's six places in Daniel 4 that say the kingdoms are God's. In 4 chapter or verse 3, it says his kingdoms are an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. So it's God's. In verse 17, it says the decision is by the watchers and the sentence by the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know. Are you living? Who's living in here? Who's living in here? You're all dead. Oh, I get sick. My friend calls up and goes, Dennis, I'm praying for a complete healing for you. I go, don't do that, because then I'm dead in my new body. I don't want a complete healing quite yet, all right? But it says, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he wills. Wow. And sets over it the lowest of low. Who raises up kings and kingdoms? Who tears them down? But Satan is promising Jesus something he cannot deliver, to steal everything from him that was given to him by God. That's our enemy. Know your Bible. Know your Jesus. Stay in fellowship. Raise them kids. Give them Jesus. Pray with them at night. Give them Bible studies. Raise them up so they don't become pagans. You realize if you send your kid to college that has been in church their whole life, 94% of them fall away? 94%. Try some trade schools. Let's keep moving on. Another one. That's enough. There's more in Daniel. God raises up kings and kingdoms, and God tears them down. Psalms, Isaiah, it says throughout there. How are you saved? God, Jesus. Who else? How are you saved? Confess. How are you saved?
By grace.
By grace. How are you saved? Let's give me a John 3:16. I'll make it easy for you. We got a John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever... Wait. I got one. I bought this. I might as well use it. What's that word? Wow. Believes in what? Is there any works in that? Here's my theology. I believe Jesus did everything. Now I live like I believe it. Give me the next one there. John 5. Most assuredly I say to you that whoever hears my word and believes. Give me the next verse. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and... What's next? Most assuredly I say to you, whoever believes... Got another one? Therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am... You see that he right there? That's italicized. It's not in the Greek. You believe that I am God, the burning bush I am. The burning bush I am. If you do not believe Jesus is God, you're going to hell. That's how important it is. Let's stop with that one. Okay, I'm going to blow your minds. You're not going to believe me, but follow. Oh, those things are nasty. They just keep coming back. Get rid of your strongholds. Get in the Bible. God only lets perfect people in heaven.
Ooh, I had heads down that looked up. You were nodding, and all of a sudden you looked at me. That's a fact. You'll have no sin before him. If you've ever sinned, you're disqualified for heaven. Let me finish. How many of you are in Christ? Perfect. That's the solution. When I take my glasses off, the group doubles. That's not funny anymore, okay? It's like I'm trying to take a shower this morning, and I pick up the shampoo, and I pick up the cream rinse. You've been there, right? I told my wife, don't you ever put the preparation H next to the toothpaste again. They weren't funny. Oh, there's a worse one. Put the Bengay next to the preparation H. Yeah, I think that song from Johnny Cash, Burning Ring of Fire, I think that's where he got that from. It's not good. But see, when I put my glasses on, do my eyes change? But looking through the lenses, I see perfectly clear. See, that's salvation. When you're in Christ and God looks down from heaven, who does he see? Jesus first in what he did. That's why we need Jesus in the Bible. He sees us sinless. It's, oh no, not that I see myself sinless. I just sin less because I love him. Let's close with Jude. I love this passage. I love teaching the book of Jude. It's just all about what you, there's seven people in Jude that don't make it, that are in the congregation. Love teaching that book. Let's go to verse 24. I love this. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling. Who's him? Real loud. Yes. Yay for the kids. Yay for the kids. Keep you from stumbling and to protect you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I look at this, man. I'm weird. I look at this. You have God. You got Jesus. And I'm next in line. Ah. I'm next in line. And Jesus looks at me. Looks at Dad, and Jesus with exceeding joy goes, oh, it's Dennis. Woohoo! He made it. Yeah, exceeding joy. Dennis. He made it. God, Dad, this is Dennis. Woohoo! You ever thought of it that way? Maybe I need medication. But it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. One last trick for you kids. Who's in here with like mom and dad? Who's in here with mom and dad? Mom and dad? Come on, raise your hand. Who's here with dad or mom? We want mom and dad and a kid. Come on, mom and dad and kid. We have this little guy here, so this is mom and dad and kid. What's your name, little buddy? What's your name? Jack?
Okay, now, Jack, can you see my cards? Okay, I got a Jack right there. Then I got a Queen right there. We good? Jack, Queen, Jack, Queen, Jack, Queen, Jack. Okay, now, little buddy, I'm going to put the Queen on the table and the Queen behind my back. Buddy, where's the Queen? Real loud, little buddy, where's the Queen? No, it's back here. You got to watch it. You got to watch. You got to watch. See, we got the Jack there, the Queen there, Jack. They'll try it again. Jack on the table, Queen behind my back. Little buddy, little buddy. Where's the Jack? No, it's still back here. It's still back here. Now, where's the Jack? No, that's the Queen. See, that's the Jack right there. Let's see if Mom can get it, because moms are never wrong. All right, kids, I'm going to tell you an adult secret, okay? Daddies have short hair, right? Mommies have long hair. You know why? They got an eye in the back of their head. And the hair covers it. They see everything you do. I can prove it. How come grandmas have short hair? Kids move out, don't need the eye, they cut it short. Mom, you can get this because moms are never wrong. We got the Joker, and the Queen. I'm going to put the Joker there and the Queen behind my back. Now, where's the Queen? Listen to your mother. Let's try Dad. Dad, you can get this. I'll help you out. Joker, Queen on the table. Let's do a little bit different. I'll try to trick you. Queen, Joker, Queen. Okay, we got the joke. That guy on the table. Dad, where's the Queen? In two places. Behind my back or sitting next to you? Smart man. You're good. Simple trick, simple illusion. How many cards do I have? These are not legal playing cards. Satan doesn't play fair. Simple trick, I add to the cards. I add tape. By adding tape to the cards, they stick together. What I do is if I want to do whatever, I can put the Queen behind my back and this blue one goes over here. I got the Queen and the Joker, so I can mess with you as long as I want to just by flipping it over. There's something else I have to do. When I flip it over, can you tell that it's blue on both sides? It's blue here, and it's blue there. You with me? It's blue on both sides. No, ooh comes first, not oh. Okay, ooh, come on, ooh. Ooh. The next one is ah. The third one is this guy's good. Let me hear it. Ooh, ah, this guy's good. Pride, destruction, fall, I got to be careful. But see, what I also have to do is twist. You got that? See, if I flip it over, it's blue. But if I twist, ooh, oh, this guy's good. How did I rip you off? I added and I twisted. That's the Bible. That's the Bible. Mr. Pete, I'm going to close with this. I got this water bottle from Moses. How come Moses didn't enter the promised land? God said, hit the rock. God said, speak to the rock. The next time, he hit the rock. Why didn't he enter in? Because he hit the rock? Because he was mad? He didn't follow God's word. He didn't follow God's word, and he didn't make it in. If you don't know Jesus, if you've fallen away, hell's not cool. And he loves you. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you love us. Thank you for Pete and Marcy being faithful and all the other people at this fellowship I've known for 30 years plus. Thank you that we're here to learn about you and to help those learn about you. But Lord, I do ask if there's anybody that doesn't know you, that today they would want to repent of their sins and call upon the name of the Lord and believe. And Lord, you say we do that by confessing you before men, not some little quiet prayer, even though that's a good start. Father, add the increase. If that's you today in this quiet time that has never said yes to Jesus, or you've fallen away, and you want to come back to him, I want you to make that public profession amongst those that love you and stand to your feet. If you need Jesus, if you want Jesus, if you need to come back, we're going to pray for you. But I'm hoping that you would have the intestinal fortitude to not be gullible or simple-minded, but to say yes to Jesus. And maybe we're all saved. Maybe we're all doing good. Any and all. We just want prayer to come to Christ or whatever is in your life. Anybody. Father, I do pray that you take these words, turn them into yours, add the increase, and go with us wherever we go, that we could share Christ in everything. In Jesus' name, amen.